Yeah, warriors been taking it down. Raise your voices and stand up this town. We're the champions of craft beer and sport. Tolkien Audio, we hold down the fort.
I went out on Saturday with our friends Shrides and Josh, and they've been on the hunt for the best Guinness pour in Ottawa. And they have put in the work over several months.
I've heard that.
Yeah, they have been heading around all kinds of different pubs, trying different things. And they texted me a few weeks ago at a place they went into almost accidentally. Shrides was finishing up a hockey tournament she was playing in, and they happened to be downtown. And ended up at a place I'd never heard of. And maybe this is just because, you know, I'm old and sit here at home a lot of the time.
Is it in my apartment?
Right. No idea then, right? Okay. This is called Bridget's Well Pub.
Never heard of it.
It's on St. Patrick's. You must go down several stairs, many of them misshapen and different heights than others. It's a bit of a trip to get down there. And frankly, after a few Guinness, it's a bit of a trip to get out. But when you get in there, everything comes off as authentic, including the very cool Irish guy behind the bar who's greeting you with the friendly accent and welcoming you into the place. The owner came over and chatted with us for a little while. Josh and Trides had met him previously when they were in there the last time. He was trying to get us to hang around on Saturday night. And honestly, it had my attention if the Leafs hadn't been playing Game 7. They were having a ragtime band in there later in the evening. Sure. I was intrigued by that.
How big a place are we talking?
Not big. Like, you're kind of in a basement.
Which is why I ask about putting a ragtime band.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my baby.
Hello my ragtime girl.
I always think of the frog from Looney Tunes. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what that was.
That was back to your boy. You're like, I'm the biggest Bruins homo. Homer.
Exactly.
I'm the biggest Bruins homo. Hobo. Sorry.
And I like the hobo as the recovery.
Yeah, like, is this better? Is this better?
Where's my bindle at?
Yeah. The frog from Looney Tunes. Yeah. You'd get up and you'd be kicking away and singing away at that one. So did not have time to hang around for the ragtime band.
What is the criteria on the best pour?
Well, so this is why I wanted to put this out to you, because they have been to Ireland a couple of times, and over there, they get a very different Guinness than we get here. And I know you can vouch for that, having made the pilgrimage.
The pilgrimage, exactly.
Yeah, yourself. But they were looking around and saying, you know, it's not something that necessarily, unless you're bringing like things to measure the foam and the levels and this and that, it's a feel thing, right? It's a taste thing, right? It's an eye test thing as opposed to the analytics of it. And so they had toured around, they tried some stuff, and they texted me from that one a couple of weeks ago at Bridget's Well Pub and said, we found it. This is so far the best Guinness in Ottawa.
The champ is here.
Right. So they texted me on Friday night and said, we're going back. We're going Saturday afternoon. Do you want to meet us down there? And I said, yes, I do. Like, I must.
Nice.
I have to check this out. It's creamy. That's to me what stood out from Guinnesses you have at another place. Like, it had a perfect level of, they were calling it domage. Right? On the foam top.
Well, because it does slightly cake.
Yeah.
It is like a little dome.
And maybe it's nothing more, because as we've said 100 times on this show, and as far as Guinness goes, I'll allow you to opt out of this if you want to. I am an enthusiast and not an expert, right? I want to try some Guinness. I like some Guinness. I don't claim to know shit about Guinness. But when you walk into a place like this, and a very cool Irish guy is telling you about why their pour is better, and he's got the accent, and he's got you kind of. I'm feeling this, right? Like, this is cool.
Well, and already, it doesn't really matter what happens to the pour. You're feeling like that guy.
Yeah, he knows what's up,
and he is going to pour it better.
Yep. And so we talked to him, talked to the owner. He had plenty to be able to go back and forth with about Josh and Trides, who had been to Ireland, about specific places they had been. And he'd say, yeah, no, that one is good. Oh, I know the person who owns that one. No, stay the hell away from those guys, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the fact that, you know, Guinness in Ireland is raising their prices and it's rolling out worldwide. He said for some of these little pubs in Ireland, it's making and breaking their business, because you cannot get away with not having Guinness in a pub over, like,
right.
That's the same way we look at like tissue versus Kleenex.
Yeah.
Over there, it's beer versus Guinness, and you better have Guinness.
Yeah.
And some of these pubs can't afford to do it. And you said if all of them, if every pub in Ireland said, hey, that price hike is no good, we're all opting out, Guinness would still spit in their face and say, we're good worldwide. Like, we'll be fine without our home country.
You see what happens here. And now, depending on where you are in Ireland, because in the Republic, in the southern half of the Republic, large Murphy's crowd, right?
Yeah.
It's that is the pint of southern portion of the Republic, right? So maybe Murphy's is getting a little of that business.
Sure.
What happened here in Ottawa, for instance, I used to love to go to the Earl of Sussex, down on Sussex, sort of close to the art gallery.
Yep.
They just stopped carrying it because the prices that they were demanding for a keg of Guinness was just becoming
restrictive.
Too great.
Yep.
And so,
and the only thing you can do is pass that on to your customer, and eventually your customer says,
you're $10 a pint.
Yeah.
And so you are, and less so now, but I in my prime, I'm a 10 or 12 pint guy, right? Like that
now it's $150 night just on beers with tip.
This is it. Yeah. And so when you get past the $6 or $7 a pint, so they started to carry other stuff, including the cobblestone from Mill Street was sort of the go-to there. But if you're Josh and Strides and you're out, right? So first and foremost, it can't be out of a can.
Right.
Right? Yep. And so you have to find somebody who is still selling it out of a keg, right?
Yep.
You are still on tap, which is getting harder and harder, right?
And so who treated their lines correctly? Who treated the keg correctly? Like there's
all that stuff, right? And so and cleaned their lines. And,
yep.
And so I remember being the first time mid-90s going over to, we were in England, and we're in a pub that looked like it was just the main floor of somebody's house. And there was an old woman behind the bar. And so I ordered a pint and she poured it half a pint, right? She's turning the glass, pouring the pint and then sits it.
Yep.
And
gotta wait.
Then she goes back over and starts chatting to a friend and I'm like,
finish pouring my beer, please.
Sister,
yeah.
I'm thirsty. And she's like,
well, she knows what's up.
Gorgeousness takes time.
Yeah. Oh,
and I'm like, you know what? I understand. I am now learned. So,
but I must also now pre-order my second one. Like, this is how long it takes.
Exactly, because I will take a second one while we're doing that. Yeah. Right, waiting for my lamb curry. Also, okay. So to me, that was sort of my baptism.
Right,
mid-90s, going, this is a different world, and I dig it.
Well, so I got talking to him about the stouts, and he brought up the Murphys, and he
said, "That's point."
So that's something we're talking about. And he said, you know, when we do the Murphys here, you know, we treat it with the same care. He goes, it's a slightly different stout.
It's a little sweeter.
Yeah. And he said a little smokier, right? Yeah. Which, you know, I'm all about. I like a nice smoky stout now and then. So after a couple of Guinness, I said, I'm going to switch over and, you know, I'm going to have a Murphy's. He goes, oh, I know I've been talking it up. He goes, don't have any right now.
Oh,
no. And he said, you know, we do have the cans. He's like, but, you know, don't do it.
No self-respect.
Right. And so they had a house lager that had been brewed for them by Nickelbrook. So I had a couple of those, circled back to the Guinness. The one thing that Josh was on quite a bit was, you know you're having a real Guinness. Someone has poured your Guinness right. The Guinness has been treated right. When you have the shtick still on your glass, right, on the inside. And that was the other thing that bartender was going on.
They call that the rings.
Okay. This guy, the bartender, was calling it the shtick. You guys can argue about that if you want to go in there at some point and have a Guinness.
Yeah, well, I will.
Yeah, and
he's from North, or he's from the Republic.
I don't know.
He didn't ask these questions.
Did not ask that particular question.
See, because whenever I go out with my dad, and so my dad and I, so dad's been to Ireland 10 times,
right?
When you get a nice pour, and you're drinking it out of a pint glass, which has Guinness on the pint glass.
Yeah.
The first thing we do is we both take a pull, and we see who can get tightest without going over the top of the G.
Okay, so that did come up, yes, on how, like, you got to get down to kind of midway through the G is what this guy was.
So I like to get, well, and this isn't essentially so much how it should be enjoyed, but you got to get your nose into that first pint, right? Like into the first
pull.
You got to get right into the head and past.
Yeah.
But, so it's just a thing that my dad and I, we've turned about.
Well, it's apparently a thing.
How close we can get to the top. If you can have a sliver of black over the the G, and I am a solid four ring or shtick guy.
Okay.
To me, that's how I like to drink my Guinness.
And this guy was, you know, right on a few different things, and we're asking him about it and talking, and he knew his beer really well, and he said, you know, because they were sort of asking him, where do you find the best Guinness in Ottawa, right? That's what we're looking. He's like, I don't go
right
places.
Here, man.
He goes, I don't ask for Guinness in other places. And I don't know if this was, Shrides and I were kind of going back and forth because Josh was still talking to him, whether this was his accent or whether this was wordplay. He goes, I'm not going to go somewhere else just to be disappointed. You're like, okay, I kind of like that term too, well, right? Like, I'm not going to have a Guinness somewhere else that I don't expect to be good. He said, I'll have a stout. I'll try some craft stouts. I'll go around. I'll try things, but I'm not going to have a Guinness in most places here in Ottawa. So,
see, and to me, it's when you listen to an Irishman say,
oh, pint, I'm disappointed.
It's pint comes as point.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? It's always like there's an O in there.
So, that's probably why we were having trouble. Was that intentional or was that a little wordplay, right?
It's wordplay. Yeah. My firm belief without ever meeting the man.
Yeah.
Unless he's an English guy actually pretending to be Irish.
Nah. So,
not a chance.
This was, like I said, Bridget's Well Pub.
Bridget's Well. I'm going to try it out.
On St. Patrick's. I'll come down with you and try it out
again. Okay, yeah, no problem.
Circle. Matt, we'll have a little Guinness. A little Guinness.
Whatever.
I said to Josh and Trides when they were talking about this hunt, I said, I remember having a lot of really good Guinness at just St. Louis Bar and Grill. And I said, but I can't vouch for how good the Guinness actually was. It was just the amount of them going down.
They came in a 28-ounce mug or something.
And I should say, that was the other thing that this bartender was pointing out, was that they have the original, like the real glasses, the Guinness pint glass. He said, there is a new generation of Guinness pint glass. He goes, but they come out, they fade, you put them in the dishwasher and they shatter. And he goes, they're just not as good. You need a place who has the real original Guinness pint glass. So Josh asked this guy, he goes, how come you guys have so many of them? He goes, very, very careful with them, right? Like, we've had them for a long time. We keep them clean. We keep them whatever, but it's all got to be hand washed. It's all got to be done carefully. They're invested, man. They are authentic. So
I'm all about this.
Yes.
And I appreciate craftsmanship of all levels, right? So, and to me, it's no joke. It's no joke when you're dealing with a finely crafted beer.
Well, someone who, as you've pointed out, like, you've been to Ireland too. So I, like, what I'm measuring these against is very different than what you and Josh and Trides are measuring. When you're in the homeland, right? When you're there getting it fresh, that's very different than what we get over here. So I'd be curious with your opinion as well on it.
Okay.
So,
well, yeah. I am, now, I really enjoy a Guinness out of a can too. So, so it is,
Like a Guinness is always going to be a Guinness, right? You've always got time for it. It's just, but there's levels, right?
Well, and we go back to it briefly here, but with the Untappd and the ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, Guinness is a 5.
That's your 5.0.
That is the beer that every other... And I don't always drink a pile of Guinness. And even yesterday when I had a beer, I'm like, I had Guinness in the fridge. I don't always... I'm always like, well, I want to try something else.
Yeah.
But to me, every time I try one, try it again for the first time.
Sure.
I think, I don't know why I drink anything else. Like, this to me, I could, as I said, and I've said it on the show 100 times, but I'm going to say it again. When I was in, I spent 10 days in Ireland between the North and the Republic, 100 pints. Took down 10 pints a day. And it was awesome. Awesome.
Speaking of things troubling behind you.
Yo, Care Warriors, been drinking it down. Raise your voices.